Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get Shungite to the masses. You are entering the Shungite zone. This is the Shungite radio show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio and simulcasted over Hagishat Radio. And I welcome you to the new phase of the Shungite radio show. My name is Nancy Hopkins. This is being produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. My co-host is now Derek Condit, the bee guy, but he's also my partner in the Shungite business, and we're going to tell you what's transpired in the last week, which was pretty amazing. So, Derek, I'm just going to say, hi, how are you? Welcome to the show. It's your show now, and I am so excited about what we're about to do. So say hi to our audience, etheric, galactic, hello, and otherwise.
Yeah, you're right. All of them. Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
That's it? You're excited to be here?
I know.
Are we a little nervous, Derek?
I am a little nervous, yes.
Different when you're sitting on the host side, right, from the guest? Now you've got responsibility.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Lordy.
We'll catch it.
Yeah. And he's got a new mic and new headphones, and doesn't he sound sexy? I think he sounds sexy.
Well, at least clear.
At least clear. Oh, Lordy. Okie dokie. So, what has happened? We're going to get this out of the way, because then we can go and have fun. Okay, let me try to get it back in my head, because the whole thing is kind of preposterous to me, and I don't really understand it, but I trust it. I trust that what happened, it may have been a rocky situation, but, you know, sometimes there's a bump in the road, and sometimes that bump throws you onto a little slightly different path or readjusts you to the path that you need to be on, and I think that's what happened. Okay, so Derek was working at a state job, beautiful job, making good money, doing, it's not a prison guard, it's a...
A state correctional officer.
State correctional.
A prison guard.
Mm-hmm. Prison guard. State correctional
Same
officer.
Same difference.
And we met him, all of us, over the bee situation, because he was a beekeeper and he listened to us about Shungite and what Shungite possibly could do. On his own, he bought some, did it himself, and then luckily we tripped over him. And I said to him, Derek, why didn't you contact me? And he said, oh, I thought every beekeeper in the world would contact you. So that's how we started out. Just you felt from the beginning, didn't you, Derek, that it was so manipulated that we come together?
Oh, absolutely. It was just meant to happen on so many levels, at so many instances. It was just lined up.
So we got together. We started working with him. Now, why was I so intent about the bees? Because let's start at the beginning, okay? So I find Shungite. And then I'm not going to get into, we know how I found Shungite. But I started the store, Gaia's Gift, an internet store. And the only thing up when I clicked that button on May 4th, 14, there was pendants, the wire-wrapped nuggets that I do, and what was the other thing? Oh,
nuggets.
The nuggets, the different sizes of nuggets. And I also had some really big collector pieces of the Shungite. So I start out, I meet Walt. Walt starts to work with me to make more products. We get the stickers going, and then the magnets ended up coming. And through all this growth, Stephanie Dietz was working with me, but we weren't, it wasn't a business deal because there really wasn't any money. I mean, initially everything was, you know, as soon as I got any money, it went into the Shungite or it went to Walt to make new products. I mean, there wasn't any money for really either myself or Stephanie. She was working to promote, like a marketing. Walt and I were terrible at that. You know, we could make the stuff, but we needed somebody to market, and Stephanie stepped into that role. So by 15, the company was established as a nonprofit. Now, I knew nothing about nonprofits. This was Stephanie's idea, and she and the accountant were supposed to be watching this, and I didn't want any part of looking at that stuff. I was too busy. So we start working together. She's now getting some money. I'm still not taking any money because I could afford not to take any money. I was getting my expenses, and the expenses for most of the time I was getting expense money. But everything was, we were able to just meet what we needed. And then, in 16, the company doubled. The sales doubled. But again, we're just a startup company. This was not a big thing. It wasn't a lot of money. All of us, Walt was taking a real extreme chance with us. Stephanie also. But Stephanie was in a slightly different, a better position at that moment. But when we got into 16 and everything started to get a little better, we were getting more and more orders. More and more people were coming to us. Now, when we started the nonprofit, it was with the concept that we were set up as a medical research nonprofit company, which means that our mission is to look into, and we were specific, into the EMF Wi-Fi problems that were confronting us. And back in, especially in 15, there was little, I mean, still, it was a big nut to crack. Nobody really understood, or very few people comparatively, understood the dangers and what was happening. Stephanie was very influential in getting this message out because she and her daughter are electrosensitive, which means that they are more sensitive to these energies than the average person. And so Stephanie flat out said that Shungite saved her life. So she was very motivated to market it, to tell the story, and it was really she and the being able to have access to the radio show to talk to so many people began to move the information. More and more people began to come to the Facebook group, Shungite Store Facebook, to the point that now we have like almost 3,000 people on it. And they were just people looking for the answers. Now, I'll tell you, and I'm going to take credit for it, just because I was there. When I came into the scene in 2014, there was, let's see, there were three vendors in the United States regarding Shungite. One of them was an eBay vendor that was selling jewelry. That's how I first came in contact with it, was as a piece of jewelry that Reverend Lee Brown brought me. The other two were supplying nuggets for water purification, because whereas I was brought into it with the EMF protection, then I find out, wow, it also detoxifies water. So it all started snowballing. My research into the Shungite, Walt's development of products, Stephanie getting out and making a lot of noise, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. But now this is a problem, because when you set up a nonprofit organization, you can sell products in order to fund the company. But the real idea behind a nonprofit is that you have a board of directors that is planning on how to spend money that is being donated on whatever specific project the nonprofit was set up for. In our case, the products started dominating, because the idea was find out what the problem is, find out what the solution is, which we knew was shungite by that time. I never would have started on this road if I didn't know about shungite. And to develop products that we could then test by customers giving us their testimony. So from the get-go, we were very focused on keeping the price down so that more and more people could experience it. If that's the way we're going to prove our point, we need people to be able to afford it. So that was, you know, part of what we were trying to do, keep the prices low, which, you know, that's still our basic philosophy. We have products out there now that are very expensive, but they're for people that can afford them. We're providing you the basic protection against EMF and Wi-Fi, but some of our products take people to a different level in working with the concept of enterology, the study of energy. So that those people, the people that have money, were very influential in allowing us to keep our prices low because they began to buy the more expensive prices, pieces, and, you know, it sort of was averaging out. So when we get to the nonprofit concept, we were losing the nonprofit because we were spending so much time and so much money and so much energy into developing the products. And that's not what a nonprofit was designed to do. So it became very apparent by 2018 when we brought Derek in. Now, we brought Derek in, yes, because of the bees. Now, I'm kind of jumping around here, but it was all happening at once. When we met Derek, he offered the most incredible opportunity because I'm talking voodoo science to most people. Now, honestly, I recently had a conversation with a quantum physicist, very accredited quantum physicist, well known. And he hesitantly, in some cases, verified the science. You know, I kept saying it, blah, 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 and he'd go, yes, blah, 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 yes. He didn't know about certain things, and we gave him some of our products to test to see, you know, what he can find out about them. But, I mean, it basically was making up the science as I went along because I'd been making up the same science for over 40 years. You know, I know quantum physics, not like a quantum physicist, but because of the way that my brain works, that I see these things, I feel the energies. It's either the gift or the curse, I think of it as a gift, to be able to make a difference. And so when we got into looking at the nonprofit, we realized that we had to set up a second business, a production / retail company that could sell and make all of the products just like a regular company would, and to set the nonprofit off to the side until we could begin to get enough people to be able to promote, to get on the board. One friend of mine who works for a nonprofit said the key to a nonprofit is to find rich people that are connected to get on your board to make other people donate. Well, we weren't doing any of that because, A, I didn't know about it, and B, we just didn't have the staff. We were continually trying to make more and more product to keep up with more and more demand. So what happened was that Stephanie essentially asked for more money than the company could make, either company. You know, I mean, now we're about to separate from the nonprofit. She wanted the nonprofit to be shut down. I didn't understand why, and I was refusing to do that. But we did make, we set in motion to do the, to establish Cosmic Reality LLC, which is now established. I mean, we've been working under it for a week now. So Cosmic Reality LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, it's the way that most small businesses start out. So, and we're still, up until 2018, we were definitely a startup. But when the thing started exploding again, wanting to double itself again, now we're becoming a real company. So, at that point, when we were discussing the creation of the LLC, Stephanie was asking for more money than that time. I mean, I think she could have gotten it, but she needed the money then and there. We didn't have it. She had other issues. So she resigned from the nonprofit as the president and basically went off on her own, which left me and Derek like kind of frantic, because last year when we had Irma, it became, and I went down, Stephanie went down for a few days, it became very apparent that we needed to have a second store location. Somebody that, if we went down because of a storm or other reasons, that they'd be able to just go into operation. So we had been stalking Derek at the Shungite Apiary site in Washington State with a certain amount of product. Well, I'd say maybe half of the product was there, but he didn't have a lot of the stuff that goes with it, the shipping supplies, the bags to put things in, you know, some of the products he just didn't have. So all of a sudden, last Wednesday, we had to go into incredibly fast motion, because by now, Stephanie had stopped working the store. Orders were piling up. People were, you know, we pride ourselves on getting these things out fast. And, you know, now we've got people that are waiting like 4 or 5 days to get their product, and we can't even get it to it because we're all backed up. We don't even have the stuff to start the store. What I can tell you is that, to my absolute surprise and delight, we went from, in 6 days, we did it. Yesterday, all of the orders were shipped except a couple of them that we're still having, you know, product issues with, but we've contacted the people. Everything is going. But in 6 days, we relocated the Gaia's Gift Shungite store internet to from Florida to Washington State. So Derek and his wife Maureen are running the store. I'm doing what I was doing, running the radio station, making the pendants, doing all the buying of the raw products, and figuring out what Walt needs to do. Walt, God bless him, he went into hyperdrive. He was able to get Derek up to speed by making products that he didn't have. Thank you, Walter. We couldn't have done it without you. So right now you got the four of us, Maureen and Derek and me and Walt, and Stephanie's out doing whatever Stephanie's doing. I wish her well. I will say that she was incredibly important to creating what we've got now. And one of those things that we've got now is the Shungite radio show. Now, the other thing Stephanie did was get some incredible guests. I mean, I can't tell you how grateful I am that she introduced us, the audience, to so many wonderful people. Some who were, you know, actually working with us. Jody Bates, for instance. And we got other people coming on. But anyway, so Derek promised me that he would be able to get us guests. But because he was a little busy last week, we don't have a guest. We have me and he. And we are going to try to explain whatever. We don't know what we're going to talk about. We never do. But we're here to entertain you. And as I said to him, don't worry about it. We'll just make up a story. But we didn't make up that story. That story was a wild one. Derek, I'm turning it over to you. What would you like to say to the people about all of what happened, maybe what you're seeing us do next? Whatever you want to do, babe.
Okay, well, I'd like to kind of follow up off what you said about thanking Walt for all he's done and the effort and all the hoops he's jumped through to make this rapid transition happen. So, I appreciate him very much. So I just wanted to make that point. And then as far as I don't get too much into any details other than just look forward and say that it all looks positive. And I'm excited about it. And I think we're going to make some great changes. And I'm excited about, you know, finding some guests, as you mentioned, for the show. I've already got several in mind that I know of. Just a matter of lining them up, but no, it should be exciting. So I'm looking forward to it and expanding all of our knowledge on Shungite and maybe bringing it into some new, maybe aspects of, you know, of people who are using it. So, cause I've come across some recently that are using it in different ways. So we can talk more about that. But no, just overall, I'm excited to be here and I'm happy. And like you mentioned, a little bit nervous, gotta catch my, my footing here. And, but I'm not sure.
Well, listen, Mona Radler is messaging me saying that she would, she'd like to come on and join us just to talk about Shungite a bit. You want to do that?
Oh, Mona's great, of course.
Okay, so I'm going to, I got to figure out how to do this. I haven't done this in a while. Okay, so let me see. Mona. All right, did I add you? How do I do that? I think add. Okay, so she's added. We'll see what happens. I'm calling her. I do believe it's true. Mona, are you there? Mona, are you there?
Yeah, I am, but I got to get my headset on. Hold on.
Oh, get your head on. this will be fun. Mona Radler is, for those who may not know, is a radio host on Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips, and she is on 5 days a week. I don't know how she does it, 2 to 4 o'clock, and that's freedomslips.com. So, Mona, you got your headsets on? Holy moly, no, something's not happening.
It's just, hold on, it's okay. Things take time sometimes.
Really?
Oh, especially with this Taurus. Heck yeah. Whoa! times are...
Whoop, you just cut out.
Yeah, we may have lost her.
No, you didn't lose me. My cursor has a mind of its own. Oh, goodness.
You know, I've had that problem lately where all of a sudden my computer does weird things. And it seems to be cursor associated with it. It's like all of a sudden some other page is up, it's gone someplace.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well,
the other day
I had my show and I had Lenny Time on and he's a hoot. And everything came through, just completely shut my show down. I'm like, okay. Thank goodness I had the other computer. So I quick got on the other computer, and I don't have to have a headset for that one. But anyway, it was so garbled. Him and I could not have a conversation. But when I played the player, everything came out crystal clear with him talking. And it was like, okay, keep talking, Lenny. You know, you just get through the stuff. But there's all kinds of little tricks to see where we're really at while we're doing these shows. I've had shows where it showed up that I wasn't even on Skype and the show recorded. So, you know, you just got to not take any of this stuff personally. And I love Shungite. I mean, I live Shungite all around me everywhere. And this has been a blessing to me. Finding you, Nancy, and experiencing Stephanie and playing with Derek and Walt. It's been a great time. Over.
And I have to thank you because you were one of our biggest supporters from the get-go. And you had the radio show. So it wasn't just me making the message. I started out saying that there were only, when I got on the scene, there were only 3 Shungite, you know, places. And I've been in the mineral business for a long time. You have too. And you'll know what I'm talking about. And when I realized that the world knew about Shungite, but not the United States, and I was setting up the Gaia's Gift store, the internet store, I knew that I was ahead of the game by 4 months. When a mineral starts to get popular, it'll do a run. Everybody's talking about it, everybody's selling it, blah, 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 and then it starts to fade out. So I knew that I was 4 months ahead before this run would go. And it had nothing to do with me. I just got the message before it started happening. And then went out, started talking about it. Mona started talking about it. JP started talking about it. It started happening. And now, there are hundreds, maybe many hundreds of sites on the internet for Shungite in the United States and Canada. Canada did have, Canada One, Shungite. I don't remember what his name is now, but there was one guy in Canada that was, but again, the difference between all of these other sites, except the ones that are copying us, we have products that nobody else has. However, our mission is to get Shungite to the masses, so we've told everybody how to make them. Now, I'm guaranteeing you, you're not going to make them as well as we do. That's just a statement, because we live and breathe Shungite and the bees, because the bees offer us not only the necessity of saving them, because if we don't save them, we are going to have the sixth extinction event. All of the insects go, you're going to go, I'm going to go, everything's going to go. And, you know, the estimate by the scientists who are freaking out but not knowing what to do, are not saying too much to the public. You find it if you're reading the scientific, you know, talk, is that they're terrified. 76%, and this is an old figure done in Germany, of the biomass of insects in Germany is gone. And here down in Florida, you used to drive down up the road at night, and you'd have to put your windshield wipers on because you couldn't see because there were so much bugs on the windshield. Nobody has seen that in a decade. So we're in a very crucial state. I believed it was Wi-Fi associated with it. I believed that the bees, because they were dying off in the colony collapse, that the only answer to that, yes, insecticides, that wasn't enough because it was worldwide. If you were having a problem with mites, a problem with disease, a problem with insecticides, and problem, it would have started out locally and then maybe spread. This popped up every place there was a Wi-Fi system implanted.
Can I bring something up here,
please,
for a second?
Please.
I worked with a lot of beekeepers in Florida, and when I found out that they would ship bees all over the country, that's when a lot of the confusion in my mind, pardon me, it was a good hit, thank God for the insects. Anyway, we just disrupted it all by thinking we have had power and control over nature. And that's why I'm going to bring it up, that when you have your night show on Tuesday evenings, that you brought up Anastasia. You know, it's all a state of mind of how we want to curate this. You just wanted to help everything that was going on because all your items come from the heart. They don't come from wanting to make the money, because it's the money that makes it dirty, but we need the clean money. So we can keep on going, because I know what effort you put into it and what you've shared with me that, I mean, I now hand out three little nuggets in a Ziploc bag, like if I go to a restaurant, part of the tip, and business cards, you know, for the honey and for the the cosmicreality.net, and turn people on to where it's up to you to want to make this positive or not. Because, yeah, I could start crying, Nancy, from all the destruction that we have allowed to occur through not just the planet, but the little creatures. I mean, that's what gets me the most, is I'm so thankful to see these hummingbirds, because the environment here could be as happy, at least to that degree. And it's just very sad what we've allowed to happen, but we got the strength and the unconditional love to change it. And that's why you and Derek and Walt and I and whoever else is incorporated with the thoughts of Shungite, literally, I see it as a blessing that really is a gift to this world and nature. And it's all up to us to incorporate the power to make these changes. It's just, oh, I got on the bandwagon after I heard Derek's show about the smart meters. People think I'm crazy. They're calling me moron and that I scare people when I talk to them about it. And I'm like going, whoa, you need to put your alcohol down, people, because if you can't see the reality, I even sent them videos of that it's happening. Oh, I could only get halfway through it. I'm like going, ah! So if you really do like the Shungite and that, please help us keep this stuff going because it does make a change. Go ahead.
Well, you know, people have a cognizant dissonance when they confront these things. They just can't, their brains shut down. And, you know, that's, again, going back to the bees. The bees, they don't go around thinking, oh, God, I don't know why this rock would be helping me. They just know from instinct that when they rub up against the rock, they start feeling better. And when they fly off and doing their work, they feel better. Because the rock, even though it's just a little teeny particle, see, this is one of the key things that we learned.
Well, you're talking Shungite nugget, because when you said rock, I just envisioned a regular rock.
Oh, no, Shungite.
The Shungite nugget.
Thank you.
That excites me when I saw that they kind of glued it there so they know it's not going to fall off. I mean, those bees are amazing. I've learned so much, and I've always loved those buzzers.
Wasn't that weird? Explain that, please, Derek. What happened with the nuggets? Because this I didn't anticipate.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because just last night I came across one of those nuggets from another hive. So what they did was we placed the three medium-sized Shungite nuggets at the entrance of the beehives, and it was pretty much right away the bees were drawn to it, and this was all recorded on video. And we're talking spring of 2017 was the first time. So we put the nuggets there. And the bees were just drawn to it. They'd go out and do their foraging, get their nectar and whatnot, and pollen, bring it back, and then basically just go straight to the nuggets and get their little Shungite shower. It'd be probably 80-90% of the bees would land at the entrance, kind of just basically go to the right hand side where we had the nuggets and walk over them and then go inside the hive. And then they would do the reverse as they were leaving. So what I noticed at the end of the season, because we were moving the beehives around, you'll move them for various reasons at times. And I tried to move the nuggets so I wouldn't lose them. And I realized they were glued down there. So bee glue, it's called propolis. And it's actually medicinal, but the bees made their own glue, which they'll do inside of the beehives and glue frames together and whatnot so they don't move or maybe fill in holes in the beehive if they have some. But they use the same glue they produce themselves and actually secured all three nuggets to each other, and then also the base of the beehive, so the actual entrance, so that they couldn't get blown off, because occasionally in big windstorms where we lived in a place called Gold Bar, there was just huge winds, and they would actually be strong enough to blow the nuggets off of the hives. Well, evidently, the bees didn't like that, so they glued them down. So there's that orange propolis or bee glue on the bottom of them that they've all, and the as we've relocated here to Darrington, Washington, a little further in the mountains, they've done the same thing this year. They've all the hives have secured the nuggets together on the entrance of the beehives. So they definitely don't want to lose their Shungite, just like any of us.
I think it's great. Oh,
it
and
made
the
me laugh,
video,
yeah.
The other video I enjoyed the most is the water turtle. Because I never would have recognized, and of course I put out things for insects with water and that, but the whole situation is how it changed, how it just came up to the, they're enjoying themselves. Isn't it nice to see happiness and joy and something that you just truly want to have around? I mean, that should bring warm fuzzies everywhere.
It is clear with the bees because you can go out there and the vibration of frequency changes with the bees. So it's clear that they've changed. And then the fact that they're not aggressive and they don't, because when you first get a hive, you had mentioned some bee keepers will transport their beehives around, and those are called nooks when they sell them. Well, those are really aggressive.
No,
bees.
They would do it for fruit trees and stuff like that. They
oh,
would
sure.
ship them literally by semi. That would blow their whole radar off, in my opinion.
Oh, sure. Know. It's terrible for the bees because as they're driving around those semi trucks, they're losing. Right. Thousands, even if they're covered, the bees don't necessarily know which hive they're in because they're in a different spot. That's for example, when the bee leaves the hive, they'll actually come out of the hive, do a figure eight above the hive, look around, and then go out on their foraging trip. So if for example, a windstorm happens and a branch falls over the entrance, they know to come out and take another mental snapshot of their entrance of their specific hive. So even if you have 20 hives lined up, they know which is which, and they go out. But if you grab all those hives and shove them all together, you know, there's confusion and losses. And yeah, you're right, it's terrible for the bees.
It just makes us, well, it will make me, you know, this feral hippie, consider that it states, and this is the side that I don't like to talk about, but I know they're there, that men, human, have the right to have control over everything on this planet. I mean, we've been sold the wrong bill of health. We were not supposed to be caretakers. We're supposed to be caregivers. And that's why everything is so reversed and turned upside down. And, I mean, I've been through for some people who have completely lost it. A couple days there, it was like 5 in 1 day. And I'm like going, whoa, come over. I'll get you high. You know, I mean, please, just everybody stop. Because there is a wrapping up of all kinds of different energies. And the best thing that I have found with the Shungite, okay, I put the 6 plates in my room, the covers, the power plug covers.
Oh, yeah.
And a smile turned up. And I'm like, oh, that is just too cool. You know, because I'm just replacing them, you know. Okay, let's put them on. And they look really good, too, on the wall. And when I put first 3 that I could get to, it just made everything happy in here. And I'm like going, whoa! So now that I have the 6 up, because some of the plugs were hiding behind other things, and I had to move them, I had to make sure, because I live in a house that's just, oh my gosh, they have square wall plugs. If you saw this house, and people think, oh, look at you, you're like in a mansion. I'm like going, yeah, I see the crooks and crannies, okay? So why do we assume that the value is all material when it's not? And ever since Nancy had that show, I think you were on it too, about how the power sources have entities that come through them. I have a picture of one sitting right next door to a daycare. If I had the balls, which I haven't had yet, because who knows what they're going to say or do, to let them know that, you know, take a survey. How many children have ended up with thyroid cancer or something else like that? Because they're going to this pre-K right next door. I'm talking big crap. Oh, no, it's like, that's why I'm glad I have my show, at least. I can vent or talk on certain things and still hope that somebody gets something out of it. And you don't have to worry about it. You're going to love it as once as you know that, you know, you're never going to always have, and Derek, this is you because Nancy's an old pro now, on being a host or a producer and that. And basically, the timing will show up when it's supposed to. Just like what Nancy said, there's always a place that it's going to go for the betterment of you. Because I have grown so much being a radio host and producer. And my way of doing it now, because I'm now me. And that's what we're all here to try to find out, is what is our me's? And how do myself want to get there in the I that I am? And just, buy Shungite, people. It'll change your world. I want more magnets. I need more magnets.
Yeah, you made some great points. You're right. I agree with you as far as just let go of the reins, let things happen, follow Please. Your intuition. Exactly. Yeah. And then you mentioned the bees as far as the chemicals and whatnot, stop interfering, which is what we did. Stop all the chemicals, stop interfering, leave them alone, and they're healthy. And we're in our second year now with no colony collapse disorder losses. And all we've done is add Shungite.
Okay. Can I add a negative here? I don't really want to, but I kind of have to. Because it brought tears to my eyes. Because there's got to be a way to stop. I'm going to call them the oligarchs, whatever they are. They thought that they could drop all these poison pellets all over New Zealand. Now, New Zealand was a natural organic habitat like Madagascar that you had to have special permission to go there. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like you could fly to Australia or any other place like that. You had to have special permission to go there. So everything that it's touched, it's in the waterways. And I don't remember what kind of poison it was, but it was enough to the point where they're basically killing the islands and the people on them. And the wildlife that I saw that was going on, that was dying, we've got to get together, even if it's just in our mindset, to start saying, stop the murder, stop the sacrifice, stop the destruction. Just stop, stop. Because until they know that we don't want it anymore, I just am so happy to hear these happy stories about the bees and that we can find some good things out there somewhere.
I wasn't aware of the New Zealand, what was it, pesticide? What did they drop?
There were poison pellets. I'll have to see if I can find the video. I'm sure I posted it on my wall.
I can look around, but that doesn't surprise me.
It was yesterday's post. But the whole thing is why? Because we've been given our power to an ideology that it knows better. And it doesn't. Why would you change? Oh, I got a show to do, so I won't try to stay too long. But that even the products that we use to wash our clothes, or the ideas that we have to have these synthetic items to survive. How many craftsmen are missing now? How many real people who know how to work with the land are gone? Because everything is going to be synthetic and superficial and nobody gives a flying leap. And they don't. I apologize, but a lot of people
just don't think they're aware. A lot of people just aren't aware. Even simple things like their clothing is made from GMO product as well. Stuff like that. Yeah. It takes 26 seconds and any chemical you put on your skin is in your bloodstream. I don't care if it's lotion, shampoo, or deodorant. As you've probably preached all of this to as well.
Yeah.
I know you're very aware. It's it's phenomenal. We're just so anti-chemical in this household, at least to every, even of course, all the pets, because their family go non-GMO pet food as well, and they get Shungite water. It's unfortunate. It's such a battle to go to be anti-chemical. Oh. It should be the opposite, that, you know, if you're looking for a chemical on the rare occasion you might need it, and I'm not sure what that would be, but it shouldn't be that you have to try and remove it all from every bite you eat and everything you drink.
The thing is start it off clean, it'll all stay clean. But now it's to a point where we've got to find, how do we get rid of the glyphosate in the soil? I used to watch my neighbors all the time. And way back when it came out, because I had three greenhouses, one nursery, if you want to put them all together, but they're different locations. But anyway, it started off as cactus and succulents, and then I went to herbs. And basically, that is what they were taught, slash burn poison in the horticulture environment. Because the boys club, I could not join the boys club. That was it. The women were just there to pacify the men to get their coffee because they all thought they were, had their in their right hand, And it was disgusting. So I would pay my helpers and they brought their children because I had children and it was a family. And all that started cutting when Walmart got in there. I lost all kinds of business. Oh, I just don't even want to think about it. My herb store, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, they spray that glyphosate on everything. After the crops, before the crops.
But we didn't.
It's amazing.
We didn't do any of that. We didn't have to because we had healthy at that time soil and everything. But to slash and burn stuff too. Why? If it needs to burn, nature will put a lightning bolt there or something. Why do we think that we should have had control over this big blue marble is beyond me. No matter what you want to clarify it as Mother Earth or anything else like that, I'm not into power plays, and I'd like to know what they really get out of it, because nothing is achieved here except destruction, and that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it seems we're fighting Earth on every step of the way.
No, they're destroying it. They're not fighting.
Yeah, you're right.
And us who try to think about fighting it, I have a Well, on with the show. Goodness.
No, well, that's good news, though. I mean, we have some good news on some fronts. Like you mentioned, shungite's a great way to attenuate a lot of the toxins and us, the bees, the animals. So
yeah, but one of the best stories I heard from you is watering the plants, because I know how dusty shungite is, okay? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got to wash this stuff off, and you don't want to waste the powder. But just pour it in the one plant, and it quadrupled, and the other one was going, hey, you left me out. But still, it proved and showed that the process of, okay, you waste not, want not, so there's water, okay, let's dump it. And you, and just for the heck of it, you never know why you do things, and then you come back later and go, whoa, that was cool. Because if you would have thought it out and planned it, then it would have turned out the way it did, just like the chocolate's getting glued to the hive.
Exactly. Just sit back and let it happen and experience it. That's why I don't mind rinsing some of the nuggets if I'm grabbing a handful or whatever in the sink, because I know we're on septic here. So I know that the powder is getting down into the septic and, yeah, and helping there.
So well, I got to tell you this story, okay? Because there was a problem with the I've got a septic tank too. So there was a problem with the septic tank, and I bring over this guy, and he starts to. I said, "Well, I haven't had it emptied in probably 10 years. I'm the only person here." So he starts to drain this thing off. And he's going like, oh my God. He opens up the tank. Now, a septic tank is a big tank in the ground that's connected to the house. Huh?
It's usually concrete.
Yeah. That is, connected to the house. Okay. And that's where all your doo-doos go into this tank. And it sits there and bacteria breaks it down. And then the water comes out and you build up a sediment. So he opens up this thing and he goes, when did you say you drained this? I said, 10 years ago. And he said, this can't be. He said, there's nothing in here. He said, well, there is a little something. He went, oh, my God. He says, and he starts going, I've never seen anything like this. I'm going like, oh, my God, what's he seeing?
I mean, is this good or bad, right?
Well, yeah, and he's going, this is the most amazing tank I've ever seen. I said, a good thing? And he said, oh, my God. He said, yes, a good thing. And I said to him, well, what are you seeing that makes you think that it's such a good thing? He says, you got so many bugs in here. I said, what? He said, palmetto bugs. When you got this many palmetto bugs, you got like an insanely good septic tank. Oh. I'm going like, oh, right. That's why I'm seeing all these palmetto bugs. They're eating the shungite in the septic tank, for Christ's sakes. I got super bugs. God. It answered so many questions for me.
But it sounds so much fun when you crunch them.
I have never had a problem with them down here in, you know, like 40 years, right? And then I get the shungite out there, and all of a sudden I'm trying to talk to the queen of the cockroach, get them out of my house, you know? And, oh my, because these are the big ones. They're not the small ones, the German ones. They make me nuts.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, but these are.
Wait,
these
palmetto? Are those roly-polies, as I might know?
Boric acid? No, they're not roly-polies. They're the size of like almost 2 inches, and they're black, and they look like, oh my gosh. Oh, they're really fun to play with, and they fly.
Oh.
And so are you sure that they just aren't there for the cats to play with?
No, they've been here for a bit, but the palmetto bug is so big, Derek. This is the problem with the palmetto bug, right? You go, and you go to swat it or something, and it looks at you.
Yes, they do.
And all of a sudden, you're killing a live thing because you've got eye contact with a bug.
And that's usually the last thing that lays around if they're there for a while is the eyes.
Oh, will you stop with your awful stories? Go on. No, but
I'm Googling that now. I have to see them. Oh, they're huge.
Oh, yes, they are.
But they live in a plant, and they're really good for the environment. But the whole thing is to sell pimento bush. Man, if I could have had a field of those, I'd be a millionaire, because the berries that grow off of them are worth like $20 an ounce.
How did we go from a bug to a palmetto bush?
Because the palmetto bug. Think about it.
Oh, okay, good. I knew there was something. I missed it. Great. That's a great deal. Oh, it is funny.
Well, I lived in Florida 50 years, Nancy. I know Florida.
Oh,
I
know.
Knew Florida.
Yeah, you knew. Changed. It's changed. It's not the same. Well, my property is, but.
Oh, well, and it's changed.
Yeah, and it's changed drastically. Oh, my God. If you put shungite down your septic tank, because the problem was not in the tank at all. It was up the line. You know, I never had to have it drained. I mean, he drained it because he was there. And thank God, because he took a whole lot of those palmetto bugs away. I mean,
eggs you got to watch out for.
Oh, my God. I was so happy. Maybe I should bring them back. They seem to be showing up again. So palmetto bugs. Yeah. But yes, Derek, your septic tank is absolutely thankful for your shungite powder. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
some of the things we get into. And I want you to know that Mona does these amazing, amazing art pieces. Well, they're shungite art pieces. In that she takes and makes trees and rings out of copper and then puts in shungite, adds shungite to these. And I've got them all over the house.
So does Derek.
Absolutely everywhere. And I want to throw in really quick. I've been going to these, we'll just say, shows on the weekends to talk about the bees. I can't even take one of Mona's artwork anymore with me. Everybody's trying to buy it from me because I had one of her trees on display. Trust me. Maureen pointed that out. She goes, you need to talk to Mona. I'm like, that's right. But they're amazing. If it's the dream catcher or the trees.
It's made of love. And Nancy did ask for it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're gorgeous.
Yeah. And it's,
okay. While I've got you on here, can you do that? Because I always felt that your product would sell. I just couldn't imagine it wouldn't, because it was just such awesome energy. I mean,
it's got to be a time in love, and right now Venus is going to be going and doing all kinds of things through Libra and Scorpio, and Jupiter's going to be going into Sagittarius. So everything has its time in that, but it's all made with love. That's one of the reasons why I do it, because people think, how do you make your money? You get paid for your radio show? Na, 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 na. And I'm like, I live because of love, if you really want to know the truth about it. And there are times where the love gets a little tough, but that's okay. And I used to do trees, Nancy, that were the size of turkeys. Because AT&T, when they were first getting pulled out and all these other new technologies were coming in, circuit boards and stuff like that, we'd get the twists. I'd twist them all up, and then I'd torch all the plastic off of them. And they were nice trees. Talk about trees. But some of them would take like 40 hours to do. But otherwise.
So, yes, do you need more shungite to continue making them?
But we don't need to talk about that here and now.
No, but I want to know that. I want people to know out there that, you know, you can get them right now directly from you, right? You still have some.
Yeah, they're on my Facebook account.
On your Facebook.
Adler.
And we're going to get more out there, because to me they're just absolutely delightful.
In notes. Because right now, today, I was actually going through inventory of all my pouches. Because you even got one of the adult bibs, didn't you? Didn't I send you an adult bib?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I think you got a couple bags out of it, too. I'm the old bag lady. And all kinds of things.
But, you know, there's so many. All of our products are handmade. And that's critical. Well, except the shungite. The guy who made that. Or source, you know, all that is. But we make our products by hand. So that's why we love it when we're working with Mona, because that's what she's doing. And when you are actually working energetically with your hands to build something, and it means so much to each of us, man, you got magic from the get-go that you're not going to get from Walmart.
Oh, I have a thing about Walmart, but I have to go get my yarn from there.
Oh, so you don't want to talk too bad about them.
Well, I can just see the structure of the truth behind the reality that we've all been F KDD'd. Because everything that it used to be the American way. Entrepreneurship and everything was actually what America was built on. And look, it's missing. It's all been so put into corporations to the point of,
yeah, it's top-heavy.
We've lost ourselves, man. It's what?
I say it's top-heavy. You're right. The big boys have accumulated most everything and control it all. And
Ma and Pa's used to be the neighborhood safety watch. The corner bars were the safety watch. Children weren't allowed to get away with stuff. If we allowed the neighborhoods to be neighborhoods, but that's all been stopped. And then you have to have such high finances to get into anything, and then you sell your soul. That's why we don't allow commercials on Revolution Radio, because we're not going to be told what we can say or do. We don't need all the
You know, I don't know that the neighborhoods have disappeared. I think they changed. I think we're a neighborhood. And I think that this radio show, Revolution's radio show, the people that are there are our neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's sort of like a different look at what neighborhoods can and have become. So it's not the guy living next door to you unless he's in your group on the internet. But the neighborhoods are much more cohesive.
Okay? But they're separate still.
Well, not so much. They're coming together. I mean, you've got the different groups that are coming together. It's like my radio show, Cosmic Reality, okay? We play other people's radio shows to introduce our listeners to other people. Other, you know, ways of looking at the information. So you expand and you keep getting bigger and bigger. And we're getting close to the top of the hour. Are you going to stay on, or did you need to get ready for your show?
Well, I can take a few minutes, but yeah, I'm really happy to hear Derek giggle and laugh and that things are going well. And so, yeah, I'll go have my smoke and be back.
Great.
Well, we got a couple of minutes, but
he's going to have to ask some questions because it is his show. I mean,
yes.
You know,
yes,
he can ask whatever questions he wants.
I'll figure it out and catch my footing, like I said. Exactly. I like listening to you two so much. I kind of sit back and forget that I'm on the show as well.
My biggest thing was knowing it's just a conversation. And that I have nothing to prove, and that they aren't going to try to prove anything to me either. Because, yes, I can be gullible and you know, other things of those natures, but I take everybody on their credit till proven different.
Sure.
And one thing I know is when I know it from the heart, and that ingredient that I didn't feel that so much is transpired. So I hope that everybody realizes what they put out there they shall receive. And not by my standards or anything else like that, but karma has a way of saying, tisk, tisk. Or happy, happy, because there's good karma too.
Karma can be your best friend or the biggest bitch.
Very true.
Okie dokie.
No, I'm not going to vape. It's not much safer than flipping cigarettes. Oh, go there with me. Oh, okay. I'm reading chat. Be right back. Okay. Put a nice song on, Nancy.
I will do that. I'm going to put my theme song on. Here we go, Thunder.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder.
Welcome back to the Shungite Radio Show. It is, I didn't even give the date earlier, October 2nd, 2018. My name's Nancy Hopkins. With me is my co-host, Derek Condit. We have Mona Rattler on with us, and we're having a very, very interesting conversation, as we always do, with both of these people. I do want to say something, though, Mona, because...
Noise, hold on.
What?
I'm hearing, like, scraping up against something. And I know how you are about noise, so you're not hearing it.
I'm hearing something, but it seems like... Derek, are you there?
I'm here. I'm not here. I'm listening. Whoa. I don't hear anything.
He just yelled at us, Nancy.
I know, he really did. back your mic off some.
Actually, okay, it's backed off, but I haven't even adjusted it, so that's odd.
Well, because we're not in control, babe. What do you want? Life happens!
Are you hearing it now?
No, it's okay. Much clearer and much calmer now. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. Appreciate that. One of the things I wanted to mention when we were talking about the Roundup, the glyphosate that's on the ground all over the place. Now, Derek, did you read that article I sent you that they're selling the things now in strips?
Yeah, I saw that. They have test strips now. I didn't get to.
Oh, I just feel like crying.
Oh, yeah, because see, what happened was that I'm firmly convinced that while all the honey everywhere else is actually on full of this glyphosate, okay. Like, the FDA has stopped looking now because they don't want to tell people that it's 98% of the honey has it. And if the honey has it, well, imagine every other food. So they stopped making those statements regarding where they're seeing it, the FDA testing. But when you go to test, like if we wanted to test our honey, Shungite honey, normally, well, you have to have exactly the pesticide, the fertilizer, whatever you're looking for, you have to pay for that specific ingredient to be tested for. So it can run into thousands of dollars. But if you test for most of them, it's $100 per test. If you test for glycemate, it's $1,000. So they were in every way possible trying to stop anybody from knowing the full implications of what's happened. So what happened was that I started trying to find, I found strips just like you would test your pH and, you know, that type of strip that was available, but I couldn't get it. You know, yeah, you got to go here. So I don't know if this is the same thing that they brought them out, but basically you can, and I didn't get a chance to really study what they were saying, Derek, but we've got to start testing our honey so we can make the claim. Look it. Not only does it do everything else we've told you about, it does take the toxins out of the everything. You know, so we're gonna have to look real serious at getting that those tests. I think it for five tests it's like $200. And people, if you're listening to YouTube, we'll get that link to that particular information to you. I just don't have it right here. I thought I still had it up, but I can't find it. And you know how dumb I get. I had you guys on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I can find the link. Mona actually had a good point. The now I'm having trouble saying it myself. Well, that's probably the reason I don't want to say it. It's in everything. In all the honeys, like you said, so it's a great
this
idea.
This has been going on since eons. It's just like when they try to clarify things as organic. Wherever our stuff grows, it's got barium, it's got aluminum, it's got everything else. And it's our spirit and our truth of wanting to live that's going to get through all this stuff. Yeah, we're being attacked right, left, up, and down. You're reamed. We've all bent over. And it's just, we got to quit bending over. That's why I never say namaste, because if I bend over, you're going to crack my head off or punch me in the face on my way down. I mean, I honor everybody, but I'm going to keep my, barriers up. Beware, be aware, because they come in sheep's clothing, or is it lamb now? Yeah. Oh, gosh. On everything. I feel to trust you because I know who you are. And I wouldn't be so excited about it unless I knew it worked, because hey, I don't waste time, effort, money, or resources to the best of my ability. I mean, seriously. I wrote a poem when I was a child. The world is full of beautiful things and lovely places to see, and flowers blossom up from the ground and songs in the trees. And if I wrote a second verse now, it would be completely opposite. Except I do see birds, so I'm very happy about that. And flowers up from the ground, well, I'm putting flowers out there.
You know, it's funny because since Irma, and, you know, I had so much devastation in the trees and everything, mm-hmm. I began realizing I wasn't hearing birds. I wasn't seeing birds like I had.
Right.
And you got to be careful what you wish for. All of a sudden, in the last 3 days, there are more birds in my yard. Aww. To the point that I'm hearing this weird noise on the front porch. And I'm going, what in the heck is that? And I realized it was birds eating the kitten food.
Oh, there'll be less ants.
You're probably feeding all the nature back there, yeah.
Oh, you know, you want to know.
Safe.
Let me give you a nature story, okay? So, Irma was not nature. Irma was a mechanical thing, awful. But it took down the big ficus tree that covered, you know, like a huge, huge amount of land. And tore up the front yard. I mean, I had to have the water pipe. So, the whole yard got all tore up. And it's a half an acre from the house to the street. So, I've got a... And, well, a quarter of the acre is all woods. So I didn't even go in. I haven't even been in there. God only knows what it's like. But anyway, so I decided, and the fact that the storm had, I don't even like calling it a storm, the thing, had destroyed so much of the plant life that there wasn't any food for the bees and the butterflies and other insects. So I decided I'd get wildflowers that seeds that these guys like, and I just threw them all over the front yard. So pretty soon they start growing. Pretty soon the bees start coming out. Well, the bees were already on the coral vine that I had started growing all over the yard, to the point that the gazebo is like, if you get inside the gazebo, you're inside a completely sealed in vines. I mean, they're just all over it with these beautiful pink flowers that don't ever seem to go out of season. So the bees had a lot of, you know, support from that particular food source. And I get the bees, the butterflies are all there. Everything is working really, really well. I'm enjoying it. And then the calico cat, the stray, comes into my yard. And then she brings in three kittens. And I'm sitting there, and I go out and I sit with them while they eat and stuff, and I'm watching everything. And this butterfly comes flitting by, and one of those kittens jumped 2 feet in the air and almost snagged that butterfly. I mean, nature does have a very weird sense of humor, because now my butterflies and my bees are, you know, the kittens are, oh, look at that, let's go play. I'm like, oh my God, now I got to take everything and put it in the backyard where they don't go yet. You know, start up another one, because I don't want the poor butterflies being snagged out of the air.
Oh, I'm sitting, we have four cats here and two dogs. And Chihuahua, I don't know the breed of the other one, but all different cats. Bobby Cat has no tail. But anyway, I'm sitting here doing something. I think I was producing my Friday show about the whistleblowing. And, well, it's Ella's show, not mine. I hear this screeching. I'm like going, what the hey? Everybody else is unconscious. There's three other adults. And I'm going, oh my God, the cat got a baby bunny. The bunny was like 6 inches long. And I'm like, oh, no. You know. I didn't know we had rabbits on the property. I guess it's 3 acres or something a month.
That's never good to see. When I was a correctional officer, I drove around the perimeter of the prison on graveyard shift, and I would see the owls. They'd get, like 2 feet tall and... Mm-hmm. They're great to watch until there's a bunny in their claws flying over you.
Oh, but the bunny called it to itself. Native American, the rabbit is the fear caller, because it couldn't appreciate the magic of its friend who was a goddess and healed his wounds and took care of him. So when the rabbit lost favor with the universal law, basically, you know, magic is everywhere. All we have to do is want and know that it's achievable, and it becomes. And until we can recognize what's in our heart that we've been missing in this 3D matrix of, you know, because I love watching the magic, the different things that go on. We forgot how to appreciate, and mother deserves appreciation. When they said, honor thy mother and thy father, that should have been the earth and the sky. I mean, come on. We've all been denied the true value of the plan that was actually here for existence. We've been listening to the wrong storytellers, Nancy.
Yes, we have. But we're not listening anymore. Well, some of us. The people that are here, they're not listening. So.
Well, I like sharing information, and for the sadness that this planet is going through, and I know this is not a positive, but hey, Indonesia got the shit kicked out of it. There will be thousands of people. Now, was it a rural planetary and something maybe like Nibiru or something influenced tsunami and earthquake, or was it our military who thinks that they got the big guns and that they should be able to do that for some other reason? You know, I'd really just like the real facts of the truth, so instead of all this illusion, you know what I mean?
Well,
yeah, the illusion forces us to learn, though, and experience it, and then, you know, figure it out ourselves. So it's I can see how it gets frustrating, but at least it's a learning experience.
At least. Go ahead, Nance.
Well, yeah, because when years and years ago, back in the 90s, early 90s, we had a group that when there was a natural disaster, we would go into a meditative journey, you know, a shamanic journey, and you can think of it that way, or remote viewing, you can think of it that way. But we were using the tunnel systems that run naturally under the earth. Mm. And when we went to North Carolina after the storm that began with an H, Hugo, there was a lot of real heavy, heavy human energy that, you know, we did our best to kind of negate. And then the other one that stands out in my mind was an earthquake in where the bridges all fell down. It wasn't Los Angeles.
The Skyway?
Yeah, and you know what,
it was military and ocean.
No. Well, anyway, we went there thinking, and I think everybody did, based on a discussion afterwards, that we were going to find, because people were killed in it, a lot of real, you know, devastation and negative, that heavy, heavy, I won't say negative, but that heavy, heavy grief and, you know, despair kind of energy. And what was very interesting about that was that everybody that had died had made the agreement to die in that event. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't any angst. It was like, even in the earth itself, it was like Mama needed to stretch, and in stretching broke open some energy blockages. So even the earth itself was not holding. It was like, oh man, does that feel good? I feel better. You know, it's not what's happening. It's our perception of what's happening.
Right.
You know, all those people that died had an agreement to die on that day in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you honor that and honor, you know, their passing and their lives, because obviously you don't never get off the planet or the 3D planet until you've accomplished your mission. So these people had accomplished their mission, and we should be, you know, joyful in their lives and not particularly trying to find out what is the cause of their death. You know, I mean, that is a game. That's part of the game. Was it man-made? Was it natural? Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the event itself, we start to put out negative energy because we're, stop being afraid of death. Death is a passage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a passage, and we should honor it, not fear it. And, you know, so that's just a message from the spirits. Oh, my goodness. Derek, are you here?
No, I agree with you completely. That's great. And we all have to have our exits. And, you know, even there's a reason for bacteria and viruses, why we get sick by some of them. It's to give us that, you know, if you want to call it an exit or way out when we've accomplished what we've come here to do. So, yeah, I don't focus too much on what takes us out or anything. It's just, you know, just what you do during the, you know, the quote game.
So neither one of you have read Carlos Castaneda?
Yes, I have. I've studied it.
So to just walk over onto the other side? I mean, isn't that the plan of the process, is making the vibration so it vibrates where either we're supposed to be going or it's coming here? It's probably both at the same time.
Well, that's exactly what happens. I mean, Dolly can tell you that the passage of from life to death is in a fraction of a second. When I go and I look at these devastation things, you know, those people are not in their bodies at the moment of death. They've already left.
Unless they wanted to experience it. Some get stuck.
not in these kind of events. I don't ever see anybody stuck. It's like a group soul exiting. And it's kind of special.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You blame them?
No, I mean, even the animals. It's like this massive exodus of a powerful force because of the numbers. And every time somebody, Gene's taught me this, Gene Rockefeller, every time somebody leaves, they also take energy with them. you know? And it's like once you pass into that higher consciousness that you acquire when you're not limited by the 3D, you understand, oh yeah, as long as I'm going, I'm going to grab a bunch of this bad stuff and get it out of here.
You know, well, you're still in the same radio. You're just changing frequencies. So you're just on a different channel is all.
Absolutely.
So we're not even really going anywhere.
Absolutely.
But how many times did you try to explain the feeling of doing just that kind of excursion by visiting another dimension that they don't think you're crazy? Oh, it's so funny. Because a lot of people don't get that drift of the power that we have to be able to use our mind and to basically do what you do with your, not just astral travel, but your, your
remote viewing.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, the key here is that I pay attention to the details. Okay.
Right.
So somebody's sitting there and somebody says to them, I just heard about the wedding of, so-and-so, the king and queen of so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And they start talking about it, right? And you start daydreaming. And all of a sudden in your head, you got this, what you think is imagining the scene.
Mm-hmm.
No, you probably are there.
That happens with me with symphony music. And I don't listen to symphonies because I'm always off on different adventures like that. And I'm like, oh, no, it ain't happening.
But you see, it's realizing that remote viewing, shamanic journeying, it's just a different, it's like, well, like Derek said, it's a different frequency. But if you just sit there and you don't realize that you're actually shifting energy fields, you know, you're going to think you're imagining it, you're daydreaming, you know, but every single time that you think, you create. So it's not that they're not doing it, it's that they don't realize they're doing it. They're not paying attention to the details.
That's a good point. A lot of people are waiting for an event when it's really just a perspective that's going to change. It's everybody's, their senses and whatnot, and their perspective on reality that'll be the quote event.
A lot of times it comes as a shock because they're not used to it or would recognize that it's something that is actually natural. Because I would have people when I had my herb store come in for tarot readings and astrology, and basically they knew they could come in and ask me any question and I could probably give them an answer. And they would see, like if you would see drive-in movie, remember? But it was an etheric screen, but they were still seeing it. It was a group of them seeing it. And I'm like, I forget what I called it, but it's part of the many veils that we have in our 360 degrees. And for some reason, they were supposed to experience that, just like people who see ghosts at Gettysburg or things like that. And then that's the defining moment, if they have fear about it or if they want to investigate and play, because nothing can harm us. See, everybody's in fear because we've been so hurt that we have no notion of idea that this is a playground. It doesn't have to be a boxing match. And I know it's not easy, but hey, it is up to each individual to say, you want to play or do you want to fight? Over. Did Nancy mute us?
No, I'm here. I'm here. It's an amazing place we live in. That's mm-hmm. all I know. And the more we talk, the more we share, the more amazing it becomes. So I honor you, Mona, personally, because of the work that you've done over the many, many years. How long have you been with Freedom Slips?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year. Wow. Mm-hmm. Multiply that, 5 by 52 by 5? It's a lot of shows, darling.
Yeah, I know. And I got thrown into it. I didn't ask for it.
same reason I got here, and Derek too, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. That's how it happens, seems like.
Well, I spouted with politics and things like that because that's where I saw the damage being done the most. And then it just was like, that's not you. You're there to build a heart, not bitch and moan and gripe about things out of your control. And that's okay, because I'm sure I have a lot of listeners. Otherwise, I wouldn't have my slot. But, yeah, I'm feeling veteraned indeed. I've only taken 2 days off and all that time, too.
Wow, that's amazing.
I don't know how you do it. That is amazing. So
I move out
to
of
you.
The way. When you learn about your ego and that it can be an attribute and the shadows that we hide from, I mean, life is really full of, why not investigate it? Well, why not be able to look in the mirror and laugh? I look every day and laugh. Because I know where once I come from, but for the idea that it's just the vehicle. It's not the real me, because I know me inside is giggling and wanting to play and let's get the rubber cement out and flip and paste this on that. And you know, everybody should be playing. I almost miss not having children around and all the rest of that because everybody got to play. And that's all changed. I mean, for what I'm existing now, this year has been a very moving year for me. You two know that.
Sure.
And I landed in a nice place, but the things in the situations that are occurring are rather not just unconscious, they're possessions. People are like being possessed, and I'm witnessing breakdowns and things like that and having to try to keep it at an even keel for everybody so nobody loses it because it's all a experience that they just don't. None of us want to keep going through it, for one thing. So it's like, jeez.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on this year on all fronts. It seems like all of us. So it's been pretty active.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're here to support each other. Just because we know. And even if nobody else is listening, oh my gosh, man.
We'll help each other through it all. It'll all be good.
Well, we're evidence of at least, you know, hey, we're trying. I have to set examples.
Exactly. And speaking of that, I was looking in the chat and I saw that somebody, on a totally different kind of subject here, but that somebody's putting Tower Busters, that they're calling, which, you know, a shungite and crystal mix in resin, in their garbage every week that's being taken to the dump. I think that's fantastic. And I spoke to...
Catch that when I read it.
Yeah, Candace was. That's something fabulous. And then I spoke to another person this week that called, and she takes, similar to what I've been doing, is taking shungite nuggets and she puts them in a yard or whatnot in place of in various places, and I'll go to trees and walk a path and put them in there and make, you know, the shungite grid. But others are doing that as well. So I thought that was really interesting. I'm glad that there's a lot of people, you know, placing the shungite, be it in their recycled.
Well, the creativity leaves less work on the rest of us. And then means you can donate time to that special thing. Oh, Karen and I had a great idea. You know the plugs that you put into the socket that you're not using, the plug part, those little child safety things?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You should have a quick resin thing and dip those in there, too, so we can really close off the...
I guess I never showed those. I've made those, the little safety plugs you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, I've made those already out of the shungite resin. It's more a matter of just getting the right mixture down so
I know.
They hold the rigidity. You know the deal with that. But, yeah, we have used those, and I have them actually over here where our disabled microwave is. It is built into the wall, so we, of course, don't use that, but we disable it and use those outlet plugs in there.
I jump in here because we've got a chatter, Jarno Tuck, I hope I pronounced that correctly, and he's saying, I'm thinking of an apple, but I can't see one. And he's questioning my statement, when you think you create. I suspect you're not familiar with the rules of cosmic reality. Reality is what you think it is rule number one. But rule number two is majority wins. And that's the key, let's say, stumbling block. Yes, if you think of an apple, you can create it. Assuming.
It'll manifest.
Assuming that you have people around you that believe this can happen. So right in your hand, you can create an apple. But even you don't believe that. So what happens is you say, gee, I'm thinking of an apple. I sure would like one. And somewhere along the next few minutes, sometimes maybe a few hours, somebody's going to present an apple to you. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening now. And if you can work in that concept of manifestation, not this, you know, instantaneous, I want it now. And mm-hmm. you just put it out there, let the universe contrive to get it to you, you will get it. But the key is if everybody believed you could just manifest it in your hand, like Derek does on a daily basis, I don't want to tell anybody, then you would have that happening. But right now we're in the critical point of we got to convince people that you can just manifest it out of the quantum field. If you put a nugget of shungite there, you'd probably have an extra boost. Yes, put the shungite there, think of an apple, and maybe it'll turn into an apple. We could try that.
I ding my bowls at 3 o'clock Monday through Friday with shungite sage. So hey, my bowls get shungited out there everywhere.
Here's Orionism saying, I heard a story about someone focusing on thinking of an apple. He was told he would manifest one if he kept concentrating. Eventually, someone put an apple in his hand. Manifestation can take place in any way at any time, but will follow your attention and least resistance. And another example of this was a story told to me about a friend of mine and her mother-in-law. And the mother-in-law meets a lady from the church that she knows in a outside the church in a park, and they get to talking, and the woman said, "Oh, I'm so glad I met you right now because I need to pray. Will you help me pray? Because I need a refrigerator. My refrigerator is bad. I don't have any money. Will you just help me ask God that I get a refrigerator?" So her mother-in-law, you know, yes, oh, pardon, you know, I'll help you pray. And so they pray, and then the mother-in-law went, "I've got the money to buy that refrigerator," and gave her the money for the refrigerator.
Aww.
So, you know, I mean, that was one of the most awesome manifestations.
The universe is amazing.
Right, right. And you have to watch for the details, you know, because right. it might come as apple pie.
Or a picture in a magazine, or when all of a sudden you see apples everywhere.
Right, right, exactly. Exactly. The universe can get very clever, and the universe has an incredibly insane sense of humor.
Yeah, I call that ingredient of universal laws the divine right order. So caution what you order. So to be mindful enough to know that, yes, intent counts, and so do the words.
Yes.
That's absolutely right. And I wouldn't be too specific on what you want to manifest either. So that that way you don't, you know, it doesn't have to be a red apple. So if a green apple, you know, appears in your world.
Or a bottle of nice apple wine. Yeah. Okay.
Or apple. Hey, that's even better. Examples. Exactly. Some apple cider or something. But yeah, just, you know, make it manifest, or even the people around you may be there to manifest for you. So maybe you're manifesting through them. So watch for that as well. There's lots of,
you know what I had to learn, and then I'm going to have to go, but that you have to learn to appreciate all the little steps. And I would not accept a lot of things. And then it got to the point where I'm letting down their gratitude, and that isn't fair on them. So there are times where you really have to use better discernment and accept what the offers are, but beware and be aware. And basically just so they can get that moment of process. Well, now what I do with it after I have it, it's a whole different story. But otherwise, you know, we got to learn to give and take. And it's not always sure. easy, but you know, we are givers, not takers. But at least of the planet, I know I want to be. All right, I'm out of here, guys and gals and everybody else.
Appreciate you so very much. Have an excellent show, and thanks for being here. It was
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a great way to start out, Derek.
Thank you.
You helped me out a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you. Later.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Mona. That was fun.
She's great.
Yeah, but did you feel the energy just drop?
I know. That's funny. You're right. It's like she pulled back.
As soon as she hung up, the energy went boom. She's high-powered energy. I'll say that much for her. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. You mentioned it, or she had mentioned that she does the show 5 days a week, and you're wondering how she did it. I know. That's crazy. She has just so much to put out. That's fantastic, though.
For 5 years, and she's taken two days off.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty phenomenal.
She's pretty phenomenal. So, okay. Shake off the Mona vibes. Oh, she does. She's just a whirlwind. Okay, so what would you like to talk about? You got anything in mind that you wanted to cover?
I was just looking through the chat here too, see if anybody else brought any questions up or whatnot.
I appreciate that from Jonatuck, because I sometimes forget that we've got new listeners all the time, and they may not. I've said these things so many times that, I forget that, there's people that don't understand it. Yes, you can manifest because reality is what you think it is, but there's these numbers. And it doesn't mean numbers, it means energy. A small group of people, one person, if you believed it enough, yes, it would show right up in your hand, but boy, would it freak you out.
Well, that's a great point, because you're not going to, so when we talk about manifest, you're going to manifest to the level of your capability at that moment. So let's say somebody's there who just doesn't believe, you're not going to be able to pop that apple into existence and blow their mind and, send them into a whirlwind of questioning everything. So it's going to be relative to everybody's experience, perspective. And let's say there's a group of people staring up at the sky at night wanting to see that UFO fly by. Well, half of them may just see that UFO fly by, or apple, in whatever analogy we want to use here, and the other half won't. So it's all your perspective and where you're at on what you're able to perceive. So that apple, in our conversation earlier, he may have actually manifested, and the guy next to him being quiet may have seen that apple appear, but the individual thinking about it didn't, just because he hasn't maybe committed that far yet or focused on the frequency. But it doesn't mean that apple didn't manifest.
The best story of manifestation I've ever heard came from Dory Olds. They have a community garden, and she was in the garden, and the wheelbarrow broke. It continually broke the same way. So she's like, oh, God, now I got to fix. You know how you try to do something, and you got to do something before you can do that, and then probably you're going to have to do something else too. And so she just sits down, and she's thinking about, okay, I've got to go get this and this and this, and I got to do this and this and this. And she looked up, and the wheelbarrow was fixed.
I've heard stories very similar to that, and I've had experiences similar to that where I just looked and whatever it was either gone or fixed or changed, and it was like a whole new reality, just instantaneous.
And most people, it's that change is so unbelievable that if it had not been Dory who had come to understand this concept, to accept it, they would think, oh, man, I must be losing my mind. I thought that thing was broken. They dismiss it instead of embracing it. I think there's a lot more things happening around people that they're just not seeing.
That's absolutely the case. I remember years ago, I would do that. I'd take a second glance. But as the years progressed and I got older and started realizing, wait a minute, these things are actually happening. I'm actually seeing or experiencing or whatever the case may be. And then I let go and just thought, well, it's part of reality. And then you really start noticing it. It's like getting that sense of smell for the first time. You realize you can smell with your mouth and your nose, but it's often not thought about. Well, if you practice it and think about it more and more starts happening, or you at least realize more of it. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I've told the story, about the Roundup that ended up on the hayfield. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, right?
Janet, wasn't it?
Janet, thank you. Janet. Well, I've had so many emails this week. My head is just running. I got all these names in it, you know. So anyway, she was renting this property, 7 acres, to somebody growing hay. Never imagining on hay, which is being fed to animals, somebody would put a chemical on. But in fact, they put Roundup on the field because somebody, you maybe, I don't know, Walt, it helps in actually harvesting the hay. So you put poison on the food you, it's insane to me. But anyway, it was insane to her too. And she went absolutely ballistic. She didn't know what to do, but she was already introduced to shungite. She'd listened to us. She knew about us. She got shungite from a local dealer. And so she, out of desperation, goes to the field and is in the middle of the field. And she was so funny. She said, I'm not even into numerology, but I waited until 11 a.m., you know, to drop some nuggets in the middle of the 7 acres. And then she walked the perimeter and put shungite nuggets all around it. And then she messages us. And because she had the subject bees, I sent it to Derek. So Derek talks to her, and I could have him tell the story, but this is what my perception of what happened. When he's talking to her, she says to him, do you think shungite will clear the Roundup off the property? And Derek envisioned in his mind shungite cleaning that property and said, yes, of course. When he did that, with her having already put the shungite there, the two of them together, that little interaction that they had, cleared the Roundup. Because then I get involved in it, and I'm talking to her, and I'm like with her, I'm looking at the field, I'm going like, you know, etherically, I'm looking at the field, I'm going, I don't feel Roundup here. And I said that to her. And I said, I think you guys have already cleared this. So then Janet takes it even further and goes and gets somebody, because again, to test for the Roundup in it was $1,000. But I said to her, I said, it's going to take, you know, just go find somebody that muscle tests. And if you want to know about muscle testing, just Google it. You'll find it. And see if it's there. And so she did. And no, the woman who muscle tests said, no, you're reading that there is no poison on this soil. It's fine. So we have confirmation, if you believe in enterology and muscle testing, that the Roundup is gone off of that field. And nothing was done except to put a grid of shungite in the field and have two powerful manifestors come together to imagine it. Gone. Boom. Gone. And there's no limitation here because these people that were involved in it were absolutely within an energy field and a consciousness that could say, this is possible. So, you know, again, another example of yes, it happens. You just have to kind of like be aware of the details and, you know, think outside the box to find out why. It's not magic. It's using human thought that works with a shungite to enhance the human thought form to create manifestation very, very quickly. Comment?
I agree exactly, 100%. And a point I'd like to make is Jan and I, we're not special in the sense that, you know, we're the only ones who can do this. Everyone can. So just realize that, just let go of the reins, like I mentioned earlier, and just believe and understand and let it happen, and it will. And that's one way I've learned over the years, just to make things happen, is just completely commit and just realize, just don't hold back in anything you do, be it, you know, loving your spouse or kids, or, you know, removing the poisons and toxins from a field. Just use that heart, love, chakra, however you want to term it, energy, get that going, and then, you know, project it, and changes will happen. Things will manifest or remove, or whatever the case may be. But we can all do that. And I just like to encourage everybody to try and do that. And the focus, it's hard to wrap your head around it. I understand that. So one way I explain it is the way we did it. Jen, you think of that love. So think of that person or puppy or movie or whatever comes to mind, to have that love feeling in the middle of your heart, and you'll feel it like a tight little energy in there, and it'll start to swell up and you'll feel like crying. Well, that's your, just think love energy or heart chakra. That's the feeling you can generate however you can do that best, and then project it onto where to or manifest what you want using that. And that'll, just a suggestion, but that's a great way I've learned to do it and have better results with manifesting and, you know, just with healing with all sorts of things. But it really is getting a grasp of those energies and focusing on what they call the subtle energy. And they're not so subtle often. They're strong and powerful. And we all have them to one, you know, we realize them to one degree or another.
You know, I'm sitting here and I started laughing because I'm thinking we're talking about manifestation. And dude, you must have been sitting in that truck in the forest outside the prison thinking about a different type of life. Because in a matter of how many months, you went from a correction officer to the owner of two corporations.
Working with the bad guys of the world. And I was in a maximum security prison. The baddest stuff they do, they were there to working with the beautiful bees. So it's a...
And Shungite.
It's a big change.
I mean, it's
and
like
Shungite.
You now have gone from, oh my God, that was one of the awfulest places I've ever scanned in my life, to be honest with you. And he mm-hmm. would talk about it, and because he's talking about it, I get drawn into it. And so, like, I'm inside this prison. I don't know how you possibly did it for 16 years, but you did. And then you gambled everything to take a chance that you could manifest a new reality. And yes, Stephanie kind of fell by the wayside, but that was her decision. As far as I mean, in the 3D, we did nothing to promote that exit. But yeah, so now you go from that terrible role you were playing to one of leading a revolution in the concept of beekeeping, of how to approach nature, how to approach humanity working with nature. I mean, it's like the beehive concept of Shungite beehives is worldwide. We don't know how many people are doing it. We don't get the reporting back because we just don't get it because we just don't get it. but it's not stopping us. We don't get examples of how many people really listen to us on the radio, but we keep doing it. You know, it's like we're just doing what we do and hoping that it is, well, knowing that it is actually very quickly manifesting a new way of looking at everything. Yeah?
Well, I agree. And the feedback I do receive is just so heartfelt and just such love in it. It's fantastic. So even if let's say for me personally, if I don't get any feedback or realize, you know, maybe I don't think anybody's going to the website or reading the posts or listening to the radio shows or, but even if that one person reaches out, it is so heartfelt. I'm so full of love that, you know, it makes everything worth it. And I don't do anything for that anyway, for any feedback. It's more about just leaving this a better place than, you know, than when we started or trying to make an impact and improve. So it's not really necessary to have any feedback or results from people, but it's definitely appreciated when it happens.
I told you when I stopped doing the store, and Stephanie took it over after that thing happened last year. I found myself a few weeks later to feel depressed. You know, wondering what am I doing? You know. And I realized it was because I was not handling the orders anymore. And inevitably, one, two, three sometimes a week would come in with deep appreciation, heartfelt, you know, that would just give me the pat on the back that I needed to go with. So, yes, mm-hmm. it's the people saying you matter. I mean, I'm going to do it whether anybody says it to me or not. It's my mission, you know. But when we get those kind of doing a good job, you know, you made a difference in my life. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. The gratitude that I feel towards you is pretty substantial. Because I'm just full of energy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. I'm glad people are, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I'm glad that, you know, people are realizing, you know, that it's helping the bees and whatnot, that that's making a difference. Because, you know, you and I are names and individually, you know, we're, that's one thing. But the bigger picture is the bees. So I don't necessarily need to be known at all. In fact, I'm more of a private person. It's kind of completely against me being so out and on the radio. I'm more kept to myself. But I realize, you know, we all need to do our part. And if that means me getting on the radio and talking about the bees and how to use shungite to help them, then, you know, we're going to have to do that. It's, let's just make a difference.
And now you run the shungite store.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I know what you're saying about that with the orders coming in, the messages, and it's, and I'm interacting with a lot more people now. So, and there's a lot more questions coming in as you've been dealing with for several years now. So that's really interesting because a lot of these, the customers or people that are experiencing shungite are coming up with new and fantastic ways of using it that never even occurred to, say, you or I or Walt or somebody else. It's everybody getting involved, seeing it from a new perspective and finding more uses for it. And then now, I don't know about you, but excuse me, I've gotten in contact a lot more about people using shungite etherically. So placing it, if they can't afford it or they ran out of nuggets, and another one of those calls this week, they would just start using etheric pieces and using those in place. And that's a fantastic idea as well. So it's definitely, the messages are getting out and people are listening and learning and doing it in different ways. I love the whole idea.
When we were talking about the turtles, the shungite turtles, you know, and they're I think they're $300. It's expensive. Okay, but I said, look at, and we don't have, they're handmade, they're complicated. Walt does these things. We cannot put mass produce these, but we can mass produce etheric versions of it. So people started playing with this, and I had the same thing happen to me with a woman up in Canada who is the Grid Works. Okay, I think that's her website, or at least that's her email thingy, the Grid Works, and she takes and makes etheric packages, like little baskets. And she just imagines shungite in there and other, I don't know, all that she puts in these little baskets. And then in her mind, I remember in her mind, she's putting them all together. And then she goes to these various cell towers and she sends them to the cell tower. Okay? And she says, now, depending on the size of the cell tower, she says, sometimes only one will, she said, I can feel it attenuate, the signal start. And she gets an image of like some kind of, I think, a gold coming out of the top of these things, all right? But she says, in some cases, she's had to toss five of them in there before she gets it. Now, is this woman imagining it? Yes, but that's what it's all about. Imagination, if you, manifestation requires creative thinking. So yes, this is how we're going to turn it all around. We don't have to have individual pieces of shungite. The shungite weave, the shungite energy is all around you. All you have to do is imagine, pulling a nugget out of that etheric. You know, you got it in your hand. Pull two more. Let's have three of them. Okay, and you got your neighbor, and your neighbor's got a really crappy water supply. Think of yourself putting those, attaching them to their pipe. This is where we're going in our consciousness development. This is what everybody is afraid of. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we can do it. We do it all the time. We just don't pay attention to the details. And when you know about etheric doubling, oh, my.
Yeah, then the gloves can come off. In fact, I can add on a little bit about that I've, because you were talking about placing the shungite at the cell tower. So an additional step that I found works well for me is I'll actually do that, but then see the cell tower surrounded with a fullerene, so the C60 molecule, the soccer ball shape. So I'll see that around the tower built of white light. And then that, because I'm not big on the terms, but the energy sensitive, whatnot. So I can feel the energies as well, be it remotely or in person. And I found that that made a big difference just by etherically seeing that structure or that sacred geometry around the tower. It almost looked like, to me, a filter. So energies were leaving. So it's not like you couldn't talk on your cell phone, but it, in the terms we've been using, attenuating the harmful signals, it would remove that portion of it. And we have a cell tower just a few blocks from our house here, and we've done just that to it. So that'd be just a suggestion that, might work for others as well.
Okay. May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Instead of thinking of it filled with white light, think of it filled with the Shungite weave.
Oh, that's a great idea. I tied in. So I did leave part out, built of the white light. And then I'll think of that as like a spot on a grid of the, as I term it, the Shungite grid. I'm sure there's different names for it, for the whole, Gaia, that sphere. Think of the Shungite around. This is just one spot on the bigger picture is how I see it. And then I tie it into the trees I mentioned earlier, where I go to the old growth trees, kind of push in a small Shungite nugget in the bark. And this bark is probably 5 or 6 inches thick. It's really big trees. And then I'll tie in those grids. So, it works great. And when I do those placements of the Shungite nuggets on the trees, at least 90% of the time or more, there's a bee just spinning around my head, just kind of buzzing around me. It's the funnest thing.
Oh, I have to say one thing about the new logo. That drawing in the new logo of the bee, the Shungite bee, was done by Derek's daughter, Olivia. Did you show her? Did you see that?
I didn't. I'll show her today when she gets home. She left for school, but I did see that myself. And that's great. And she's done another one since then. She'll get embarrassed, but that was really neat to have up there. She painted that, I think, last year.
Well, it was funny because I was doing the logo thingy, and I was okay with it, but I've been going, I just had this thing that something's missing. I said, well, it'll turn up, whatever it is. And I thought about adding a B, but it wasn't jumping out at me. And I went to do something, and I opened up a file, and boom, the first picture there was that one. And I went, oh, my gosh. So that's what we put on there.
Yeah, I'll have to show you that. She's done another one or two since then. I'll have to get you some of those. And actually, we're talking about my daughter, Olivia, and she helps out greatly in the store as well on all fronts. Just it's a whole family effort. So that's great. I'm really proud of her.
And to make it clear to everybody out there, Cosmic Reality LLC is the corporate sponsor of Cosmic Reality Shungite Inc., the nonprofit. We have not forsaken it. We don't know what the ramifications of how we're going to do this, but all we've done is broken off the store and the products from the nonprofit corporation. So both are working, and if you want to donate to that nonprofit, please do, because you can write it off your taxes. Instead of paying Uncle Sam, pay the bees. Put it in there. We can't actually use any of that money for the Shungite apiary, but that's okay because the corporation, will in fact take care of what started as Derek's beehives, and now they're the Shungite apiary. We will support that. This corporation, Cosmic Reality LLC, is not taking from the nonprofit. We are operating it, but we hope to bring in a lot more people that can be on that board and really make it go. You want to say goodbye? We're at the top of the hour. Congratulations, your first show under your belt.
thank you. It was a lot of fun, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to the shows, and we'll get a lot of guests, like you said, and it'll get stay exciting.
And any of those people that were guests on the the first one, please contact me. I'd love to have you back. You're always so amazing. And we appreciate everybody. I'll be back with Cosmic Reality and Walt at 6 to 8. And we just hope you have a marvelous day. Be safe, be blessed. And if I got this outro even on, I think I do. Thank you, everybody.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio and simulcasted over Haggishack Radio.